Well, Merry Christmas, Sower Nation. J.D. Walt here. I have missed you, and I've got a quick update on what's now and what's next on the wake-up call. So, what's coming now? Ivan Philby, my friend and Seedbed CEO, will lead us through the end of the year with a short power-packed series. I'll be back on January 1 with a month-long series I'm calling New Year, New Word. I'm inviting you to ask God for a word from Scripture to guide 2025, and I would love to know your Scripture text, as I'll be choosing from among your texts to write the entries for the whole month of January. There's a link in the email today at the top. You can click that link and share your text right there. Please do that. And if you'd like to hear more about the series and how to go about discerning such a word from the Lord, you can watch a short video that we made. And it's also linked in today's email. Thanks so much to Mark Sorensen for so artfully and prayerfully leading us through the days of Advent. We're now in the Christmastide season. So Merry Christmas to you. Happy New Year. And I'll see you on the field in 2025. I can't wait.
Well, good morning. It's Thursday, the 26th of December in the year of our Lord 2024. I'm Ivan Philby, and this is your wake-up call. Now, I hope you had a wonderful day yesterday, the day we celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But today, well, today's a new day, and it's right that we start it once again with the prayer of consecration. We want to win the day, and this is how we begin. So you ready? All right, let's do this. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. Praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen. Well, today's scripture, and indeed the scriptures we'll be looking at all the way through this short six-day series, comes from Matthew chapter 2. And we'll be looking at the Magi every day as we close out what's the bottom of the ninth inning of 2024. We're going to bring it home for a big W for Jesus. But today we're looking at the first three verses. So Matthew 2. Verses 1 to 3. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. Now, consider this. I never thought much about the Magi until Marta, our exchange student from Madrid, Spain, joined our family in Illinois in 2011. We wanted to be a good host for Marta, and knowing she'd likely be homesick during Christmas period, we asked her about her Christmas traditions. And she told us that while her family exchanged small gifts on Christmas Day, their tradition was to exchange the major gifts on January the 6th. Well, January the 6th, I thought, what's so special about that? Well, I learned that January the 6th is Three Kings Day in Spain, and it commemorates the day the three kings presented gifts to Jesus, gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Well, I thought, what a great day to exchange gifts. I'm surprised Hallmark have not got in on that act. Now, we only find this story, this account in Matthew's gospel. He's the only gospel writer that records this story. And it's a fascinating story, isn't it? It's got an unusual star, A long journey, some eastern stargazers, a quest, a dream, a despotic king, a small town, a young mum, a baby, some spiffy gifts, and a detour home. But the story has so much more to teach us. It gives us a glimpse of how God can speak to us, how we can follow closely, and some pointers about worship too. And we'll touch upon these along the way, but my main focus in this short series is on prophecy and on prophetic ministry. When my mate JD, or John David Walt, asked me to write and record this closing series of 2024 for the Wake Up Call, he really asked me to focus on prophecy and prophetic ministry, and that's my joy. So let's begin. First off, let's set the record straight. We have to do that. Matthew never tells us how many men journeyed in the Eastern Caravan, and he certainly doesn't tell us that they were kings. Yet that's often how we think about this scripture, isn't it? And we reinforce this whenever we unthinkingly sing, "We Three Kings of Orient Are." Now, it's a great hymn. We included it in the Seedbed Hymnal, Our Great Redeemer's Praise. It's number 208 if you want to look it up. Now, it contains some great lines and a catchy tune, but the first line comes from tradition, not from scripture, and we mustn't confuse the two. You know, in the Western world, where fewer and fewer people read and even fewer study scripture regularly, many people gain their understanding of who God is and who they are from the worship songs that we and they sing. And if our songs or hymns are off kilter, our understanding of God and ourselves will be off kilter too. So what's all this got to do with prophetic ministry? Well, what a good question. Let's begin by thinking a little bit more about, well, this star. When the Magi first saw the star, how did they conclude it signified a new king of the Jews? Now, we know the Magi was from the east. Matthew tells us that. Now, some scholars suggest that they may have been part of the Jewish diaspora and that they knew the scriptures. We don't know this for sure. It's just one of the opinions. But even if they were Jewish or had Jewish heritage, and even if they were familiar with the Old Testament writings, what made them connect the star to a newborn king? What made them search the scriptures in the first place, if that's what they did? Now, to understand what I think may have happened, we need to look more closely at how God often trains prophetic people to interpret what they see. We see this most clearly in the book of Jeremiah. So let's take a peek at Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 11 to 14. And it's a fascinating little part of scripture here. And so I read, "The word of the Lord came to me. What do you see, Jeremiah? I see the branch of an almond tree," I replied. The Lord said to me, "You've seen correctly from watching over my word to see that it's fulfilled. The word of the Lord came to me. What do you see?" "I see a pot that is boiling," I answered. "It's tilting towards us from the north." The Lord said to me, "From the north, disaster will be poured out on all who live in the land." Now, you got to see the picture. Get this picture in your head. It's almost as if God has enrolled Jeremiah in prophetic ministry 101. The training begins when God asks Jeremiah, "What do you see?" And Jeremiah replies, "I see a branch of an almond tree." Now, Jeremiah goes right to the top of the class. You can see it. He gets to sit right in the front or in the prestigious position. And then God says to him, "You've seen correctly from watching to see that my word is fulfilled." Now, God's response is so intriguing. First, he confirms that Jeremiah has seen correctly. Now, we don't know if what Jeremiah saw was a real almond branch or a vision or a picture in his head, and it really doesn't matter. What matters is that Jeremiah paid attention to what God wanted him to see. God then tells Jeremiah the significance of the image, "For I am watching to see that my word is fulfilled." Now, we don't see it in our English translation, but God includes some nifty wordplay here. The Hebrew word for almond sounds very similar to the Hebrew word for watching. So I can only imagine that from that moment forth, every time Jeremiah saw an almond branch or an almond tree, he was reminded that God was still watching over his word to make sure it would be fulfilled. And that's good news for you and for me in the 21st century, in the closeout of 2024. He is still watching over his word in your life and mine to see that it's fulfilled. Now, back to the Magi. I wonder if the Magi were trained in a similar way to Jeremiah, with God helping them to connect the star with the newborn king in a distant land. And I think maybe the conversation went something like this. God, what do you see? The Magi, we see a bright new star. God, look more closely, what's it doing? Magi, it's rising? God, you're seeing correctly. Behold, I am raising up a new king of the Jews, just as I've raised up this star. Now, I found that when God gives me a prophetic picture for an individual or a church, I've learned to begin by asking myself, what is it that I see? For example, let's say I see a prophetic picture of some Magi giving me gold, to take an image from today's scripture. I then ask, what does this image signify? What does it mean? And let's be honest, it could mean any number of things. Maybe the Lord wants to remind me to worship King Jesus. Maybe he wants me to know I am precious to him. Maybe it's a warning that the stock markets are about to crash and I should invest in gold. Well, I hope it's not that one. Maybe it's to remind me of a gift I'd promised to make but neglected to do so. Here's the point. It could mean any number of things. And so I need the Lord's help to connect the dots. Similarly, the rising star might have meant many things to the Magi. They too needed the Lord's help to connect the dots so they could see how it signified the new king of the Jews. Now, sometimes there's a third stage, a call to action, but not always. So remember, stage one, what do you see? Stage two, the meaning the Lord puts on that. And stage three, the so what? The what do I do with that? Sometimes we only get stage one. Sometimes we get stage one and two. Sometimes stage one and three. And we'll dig into that a little bit later in the week. But God doesn't always give us this what to do with it, this call to action. Sometimes he just simply wants to communicate with us because he loves us. He wants to encourage us, comfort us, and strengthen us. And you know, in this way, prophecy and prophetic ministry is a little bit like a love language to us and for us and through us. And so if prophecy or prophetic ministry is like a love language, well, are you ready to become more fluent? The prayer. Lord, help me to learn to see and hear all you want to speak to and through me. Let me not rush ahead or lag behind. Teach me to pay attention to what you want to show me, and help me to learn to wait on you for understanding. Amen. And now the questions. Why do you think it is that, like Herod, so many of us assume Jesus wants to take away from our lives, not enrich them? What is it that we fear? I guess more personally, what is it that you fear? And have you ever had a small impression that you thought might be from the Lord? In what ways was it the same? And in what ways was it different from any other thought in your head? Well, good questions to think about today. So for the awakening, I'm Ivan Philby, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Take care. God bless you.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.